Well, there's no question, Waisu, that this is a very complicated search and rescue operation. It is now more than 7 hours after that massive cargo ship slammed into the central span of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. And as we've seen in the video, it brings the main section of the bridge crashing down into the river in just a matter of seconds. The mayor of Baltimore has said that that video looks almost like a scene from a disaster movie. There are an unknown number of potential casualties, upwards of 7, the authorities say, people who were either in cars or trucks traveling over the bridge at the time of the accident, or work crews who reportedly were repairing some of the roadway on the bridge at the time of the disaster. They will have been swept into the icy waters of the river below. And of course, the authorities are struggling to find out just how they can determine how many people were caught up in all of this, given the rapidity with which the disaster occurred. The governor of Maryland has declared a state of emergency. There are enormous questions for the pilots, the staff and the crew on board that cargo vessel, the Dali, which was beginning its 22-day journey to Sri Lanka after spending a couple of days in the port of Baltimore, one of the nation's busiest ports. The vessel was Singapore flagged. It had been hired by the shipping container company Maersk, one of the largest container traffickers on the world stage today. They've issued a statement saying how horrified they are by this event. Absolutely no indication that it was intentional or in any way terror-related. This appears to have been some kind of catastrophic navigation error that the authorities are only now beginning to investigate, and a National Transportation Safety Board team will be dispatched from Washington, D.C., just up the road to Baltimore to begin and oversee the process of this investigation.
Simon, this bridge construction began in 1972. It was opened in 1977. It is an iconic bridge in that area. How have locals reacted to its collapse?
Yeah, I mean, it's named the Francis Scott Key Bridge after the man who composed America's national anthem. But it's known colloquially as the Key Bridge, and it is absolutely a key bridge in this region, connecting Baltimore and points to the south with northern and eastern Maryland. Every single person that lives in this region will have traveled across that bridge on multiple occasions. It's part of Interstate 695, which stretches north through Maryland and on upwards into Pennsylvania. And to have this bridge now, as it will inevitably be, out of commission, for months, potentially years, given the scale of the rebuilding work that needs to take place, is going to put an absolutely massive crimp on the local economy. It's going to cause traffic chaos in this particular part of the eastern seaboard. And there will be businesses on the other side of the bridge that are so reliant on traffic that crosses the bridge, particularly in the upcoming summer months, to support beach communities there, but also general business ties, that this is going to have a huge impact. It's also got the potential to have a navigational impact on the port of Baltimore as well, of course, because when there needs to be an understanding of precisely how this occurred and of what the impact of that bridge becoming essentially, for the foreseeable future, a disaster area is going to have on marine traffic heading in and out of the port of Baltimore. So lots for the local authorities to chew over, but also for President Biden there at the White House, waking up like the rest of the country to learn of this overnight disaster.
And thanks for that. Simon Marks reporting live from Washington, D.C.